Rock 94.5. Who's ringing my hotline?
Hey, what's up? It's Parker.
Parker who?
It's Parker from Evans Blue.
Hey, Parker from Evans Blue on the line. What's up?
Nothing, man. How you doing?
I'm awesome. It's great to have you guys coming back into town Sunday night, the Big Easy. What a show that's going to be.
It's going to be good times, man. I can't wait.
When was the last time you were here? Do you remember?
Oh, man. I can't remember, man. I can't remember where I was 3 days ago.
Where were you 3 days ago? Now I want to know.
Where was I 3 days ago? I'm somewhere in the Midwest, I would imagine.
Yeah.
See, I'm in Idaho now.
So there you go. That's good.
I was in Idaho yesterday.
All right. So
Utah. All
so
right.
You're trouncing around the inland northwest is what you're doing.
Exactly. I had a long night last night, so you got to forgive me.
Well, that's okay. Every night's a long night if the tour's going well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you guys have a bus this time, or what are you traveling in?
We got a bus again, thank God. We didn't have a bus to start out with.
I remember
God
that.
God knows why we didn't have a bus. Oh, no, this tour, we had our bus taken away from us again, too.
What happened?
I don't know. Somebody, I don't know. Label stuff, yeah. You know, politics.
So what'd you guys...
But we got a bus now. So
what'd you guys have to do when you get stuck without a bus? That's like... I don't know. That's worse than being a NASCAR driver without a car.
It's kind of like getting neutered, actually. If you've already... We had a bus for 6 months last year, and then to go back out. Everything went wrong, though, the beginning of this tour. That's how we ended up having a bus again, because it was the only solution to actually continue the tour. The tour almost had to end.
That's my Jeff Scott rule of thumb book there. It says, never trust a musician without duct tape or a tour bus. So... Good, you guys have your tools. You're ready for the rest of the tour.
Exactly. Well, it came down to sleep. Nobody was sleeping. We had to drive ourselves everywhere. And it was
man.
Because the tour was routed for a bus, and to not have a bus and be driving those long distances was crazy.
That's weird. Oh, yeah. We're here with Parker from Evans Blue, the band playing Sunday night, the Big Easy. Tickets are still on sale. You should definitely go to that show, folks. I remember your last time in town, you were still touring off the melody and energetic nature of...
Volume.
Yes, it doesn't say it. Is that a Tesla term, by the way? Did that come
What's
from
that?
Tesla? Where'd you come up with that title? Was that Tesla?
No, our singer is crazy and just writes stuff like that. And it was coming... He was writing, like, just writing, I guess, words or something, or a story or something, and that... That came up.
Wow.
It was like a line in the story, and he was like, oh, we're going to use that for the title. I'm like, cool. And the same thing happened with the new title, too.
Which is?
The Pursuit Begins When This Portrayal of Life Ends.
Oh.
One word longer than the last one. And our third album title is going to be one word longer than this one.
Not too long, though, because my computer can't put that all on one screen. So you only get the first three words from me. Yes.
If we get to do too many albums, the front's just going to be a paragraph. That's the title.
You'll be taking on J.K. Rowling, you know, for shelf space in the bookstore.
This is Parker from Evans Blue, and you're listening to Jeff Scott. Oh, crap, what was the end of it?
Rock 94.5.
Rock 94.5.
Oh, I'm your martyr. Will you be my gangster? Can you feel my trigger hand? I'm moving further down your back. When you hide, I hide inside that body. But just remember that when I touch you, the more you shake, the more you give away. Time will kill us after all. Can you feel it secondhand, wrapped around your neck? Fall into my eyes, fall into my lies. But don't you forget, the more you turn away, the more I want you to stop.
Yeah. from the energy and energetic nature of Volume. Evans Blue and Rock 94 and a halfway home. Parker's still on the line with us here for a little bit more. So how's the band been? Pretty good. Any major changes or anything that we should know about?
No, well, we got the new drummer.
Oh, yeah?
He's actually sitting right beside me.
What's he like? He hasn't exploded yet. That's good.
No, he hasn't exploded. He sucks at the drums, though, really. Kind of horrible.
Well, you've seen Spinal Tap. They get real good, then they just blow up.
No, he's actually incredible to watch live. It's insane.
Did he have to learn all your material from before, or did he already know that coming in?
Well, we don't play much off the melody. Well, we play, like, he learned those songs. He actually made a DVD of him playing six of our songs off the melody and sent it to us. That's how he got the audition.
Wow, yeah. That's a cool way to do it. Last time I tried that, I got sued for it. I'm like, hey, stop playing our music, man. Every Thursday night, I used to come on Rock 106 and play the drums with another band and called it Jam with the Stars, and I got the cease and desist after a couple of years.
Oh, really?
Oh, go ahead, Parker. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say we actually found him from Breaking Benjamin Strummer, who's a friend of mine.
Yeah, that's right. You were with Breaking Benjamin last time you were here. I remember that.
Yeah, okay. That was a really good tour for us. A lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, fast forward to today and the new CD, The Pursuit, plus all those other words. what's it called again?
The Pursuit Begins When This Portrayal of Life Ends.
All right, that one. Where'd you record it? How long did it take? Who'd you work with? All that stuff.
We recorded it at the same place we did the melody, at the Pocket Studios in Toronto.
Cool.
It didn't take us long at all, actually. We wrote over half the album while we were on the road. Just kept sending it in to our producer. And then by the time we got home, like, seven songs were already written. So it was quite, actually, the album came together extremely fast. It's been done for us since, like, God, 7 months, probably.
Wow.
So we recorded it really fast. Everything went well. We got a lot of names on it, though. Same producer, though, but a lot of different mixing engineers on it. A lot of hands on this album.
Cool.
Like, people who mix, I can't even remember their names, and I really feel crappy for not remembering their names.
Is it?
But they mix like Guns N' Roses,
wow,
Michael Jackson, and stuff like that.
Now, is it like over in the UK where the producer knows what's going to make that sound better, or instead of adding to it, did it just enhance what you had already done?
The label took it's mainly four of the songs that they will be using for singles and stuff, and just gave them out to really big name mixers.
Interesting.
Engineers.
Wow, but it's still you guys, though, right?
It's still us. Yeah.
they just
made us sound really, really nice.
Awesome. All right, Parker from Evans Blue, I got to run here, man. Thanks so much for hooking up with us today, and we'll see you Sunday night down at the Big Easy. Are you guys, do you have anyone here? Who's opening the show?
I think Framing Hanley will be with us.
That's right, Framing Hanley. What do you know about those guys?
They're incredible.
Are they from Framingham, Massachusetts?
No.
I've always wondered.
I didn't even know there was a... They're from Nashville.
Nashville. Okay, well, you tell them that you spoke to someone from Framingham, Massachusetts.
Framingham?
Right, Framingham. And we want our name back.
All right, I will do that.
Thanks, bro. Title track to The Pursuit, Evans Blue, Sunday Night, Big Easy, Rock 94 and a halfway home.
You lived a time of lies until you told me everything.
rock concerts of 2007.
That brings the real rock concerts. Rock 94.5.